We're here with Ned Skinner of U.S. Coffee and Tea Company, Des Moines, Iowa, at the NAMA Coffee Show in Las Vegas. We just attended a seminar on romancing the coffee given by Mike Tompkins and Tim Cleland. And Ned, what do you think of the seminar?
I thought this seminar was excellent. Mike and Tim did a great job of showing us how we can approach customers in a little different manner. The presentation was very well prepared and rehearsed. They gave us some papers to take with us, and they gave us some great examples of how we can describe coffee to customers who maybe don't even drink coffee.
Okay, and how is your business overall at U.S. Coffee?
I would say our business is steady at the moment. We've seen the effects of the recession in Des Moines over the last couple of years. We've lost some customers because they went away, and we've seen some customers cut back. At the same time, we've invested in new employees to sell, gain new customers while the market's soft, and that clearly is starting to work.
Okay, and are you optimistic going forward at this point?
I'm very optimistic going forward. Connie's sitting here with me, and she's, I think, gained 80 accounts or something in the last few months since she's been with us. And our business model is to convince people that don't have a service to have a service, so they're always new to this. And based on what she's been able to do in the last few months, I think we'll continue this. I think we'll see our growth start to accelerate again.
Okay. And is single serve a big item in your market?
Single serve is. Single serve has let us gain some smaller accounts that we weren't able to afford to put brewers in before. And we've kind of followed the advertising of Keurig and Green Mountain, which has made this aware to other people before we approach them. Definitely single serve is huge for us.
Okay. Thank you, Ned.
You're welcome.